one sound that you actually can't beat is the poppadom sound. That crunch is perfection.
Cardamom Black, Asian Grill and Gin Bar on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
I am here at Cardamom Black in Harrogate and I've been joined by Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. I'm excited to be here. Last month, we heard all about your vegan menu and we had a lot of people very, very interested in that. 12 pages or something your vegan menu is. It's massive. Today, we're not focusing on vegan menus in particular. We're focusing on your food as a whole. And I've just been having a little look at your specials menu. It is not what you would expect going inside a traditional curry house or something that you would picture on the menu. Tell me a little bit more about Cardamom Black and the differences here.
Yeah, great. I mean, we've got almost around about 25 pages of menus. So wow. Unlike many of the restaurants, especially particularly in Harrogate, you know, we have a real extensive menu and we try and cover things that are a little bit left field as well. We were just looking at the specials menu between you and I, and we were looking at some of the lobster tails.
Yeah, I've never heard of that being, you know, on an Asian menu before. That's gorgeous. What, you've got lobster tail, Malay thermidor, is that how you say that? Malay thermidor.
So obviously the thermidor style is a traditional style. We've done our own version of it using our own Indian spices in the cream cheese. But we could do it two different ways. We also do a Chittagong style, which is using lime, green chili, garlic, smoked coriander. I mean, these are things, well, there's one of the things that you won't find, hopefully, in many of the Indian restaurants, certainly. But other things, like we were talking about the drunken monster prawns.
Yeah, I love that title, drunken monster prawns, that works.
Exactly. Well, not designed to get you drunk, obviously.
It says here on the menu that they are set alight at the table. Is that, that's real? That's fire? That's fiery prawns?
Yeah, they are set alight at the table, and we feel that an evening out in a restaurant should be a full, you know, evening of entertainment. So, yes, you can go to an informal place, an informal setting, have a quick meal and go home. Mm-hmm. Cardamom Black is absolutely not about that. Have that experience where they can have incredible drinks, have some incredible food, have a bit of entertainment on the table.
Food theatre.
Food theatre, exactly, absolutely. Food theatre, that's probably what we are. I mean, our building was a theatre 101 years ago, yeah. So, but, you know, that lends itself perfectly.
Absolutely. It does have to be said, actually, that the building is stunning. You wouldn't know from the outside, would you? If somebody's walked backwards and forwards past Cardamom Black in Harrogate, you come inside and it's, what, the height of three floors or something? It's beautiful in here.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we are custodians, but we are so proud to be in such an incredible building, you know, for Harrogate. You know, if we were going to be custodians of the building, to do it right and to have that theatre, to have, you know, food to match, you know, we wouldn't have you know, just a normal Indian menu where you have your normal tikkas and your normal curries. It just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, you should never go for a korma anyway. Although I don't think a korma is the right one, is it? This menu looks a lot better.
I've got to be careful you're saying that, Beth. We've got a lot of customers that love our kormas.
No.
Yeah. No, but no, certainly. I mean, there are so many more things in life than a korma. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Absolutely.
We are currently in your kitchen at Cardamom Black, surrounded by ingredients, a lot of tomatoes, we've got coriander, I saw a tiny baby aubergine over there, which yes. Was really cute.
Yeah.
Whereabouts do you get all your ingredients from? Is it important to get them from local, or do you source them from afar? How does it work?
Well, as we were explaining earlier, because our menu is so extensive, you know, certainly we have a mix of some of the seafood coming in from places like Newcastle, more local areas, Grimsby. We source our king prawns from New Zealand, from Bangladesh, from Thailand. But our local produce, wherever we can, we try and buy local. One of the things with the Nidadel lamb chops, so again, to get those spring baby lamb chops and getting them from, you know, close to the restaurant is very, 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 very important to us. But wherever we can source locally to cut out the food miles, you know, we try our best not to use any carcinogens, not to use any pastes. We do everything from fresh. So as you can see around you, we're just about to make some, as we do daily, our tomato stocks, our onion gravies, our spinach steak. They're made absolutely every day on a daily basis. Now that generally doesn't happen in a lot of other restaurants. They start from pastes and then work backwards. We don't have anything bought in, as you can see here. It's all fresh ingredients, all fresh spices. You can see the bags of pistachios and almonds. You know, we don't use bulking agents. So we try and do what we think is the right thing.
Yeah. If somebody was coming to try Cardamom Black for the first time, What would your biggest recommendation be? What on the menu do you think that is one of the best that we do?
Well, that's a huge question.
Now, we don't say korma.
For my customers that like kormas, of course I will say korma. But no, our food ranges. We've got a pulled chicken waziri tacos, which are flying out. People are loving those. Our own take on burger sliders with oozing cheese middle. Ooh. You know, you won't find that. It's a spiced kebab with melted cheese in the middle.
Yeah, tacos and sliders were not what I imagined you to say. It's a real twist on tradition, that.
True, very, very true. So, as you can see, we've got 5 different chefs in the kitchen at the moment. So we cover, you know, the Pakistani cooking techniques, Indian cooking techniques, Bengali, but also we've got options for everybody, literally everybody on the menu, from the most premium of things. And, you know, we have mixed grills with clove smoking. We have lobster tails that are done out in 2 different styles. What do I recommend to a new customer here? I would say start with some king prawns and burger sliders, and then maybe have our take on a Goan green seafood curry. Ooh. Which is we do with lemongrass, our own coriander blend and lime. That's very, very popular here. And then maybe finish with a plate of macarons. You know, I love macarons, you know, why not?
So do I. Nick, thank you so much for having me here today at Cardamom Black. If people have never been, you have a beautiful black sign. You're just behind the Harrogate Theatre, right in the centre. And it's a stunning place to come. So, Nick, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, Beth.
Cardamom Black, Asian Grill and Gin Bar on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.